giving you something to talk about besides the weather since 2000. Back to Ken, Colleen, and Kurt in the morning on Star 102.5.
Ken, for as long as I've known you, I don't ever, maybe once or twice, maybe just once, have you ever recalling a dream?
I don't remember most.
We've talked about dreams before on the show many a times, but you've always, you don't remember them. You just wake up.
Once in a while.
Yeah.
But mostly, no.
Very rare. Colleen, you have regaled us with tales of your dreams.
I had very vivid dreams last night.
Okay. Now, my question for you, because this has happened to me as well. Have you ever gotten mad at somebody because of what happened in a dream?
I've
always been on the receiving end.
Yes, I have woken up with still those feelings. But for me, it's been more, well, like anger. Like if I was really angry with someone in my dreams, mm-hmm. I will wake up still with that feeling.
Okay.
Of being angry.
Do you have dreams of your husband cheating on you and you wake up and you're angry at him? Because my wife has had those dreams
really?
Where I've cheated on her in a dream.
Yeah.
I wake up and she's mad at me for a lot of the morning. And well, I've done nothing but try and sleep.
I will say that depending on how intense the dream is, you know, if I was really upset and like my feelings uh-huh. really hurt, I've woken up crying before from a dream.
Really?
Not because Justin was cheating at me, but I've had like death dreams where someone I cared about had died. Mm. And if I'm upset in the dream, I've woken up crying where like I'm physically, you know, impacted. Mm-hmm. So I kind of get how your dream can still be with you, and those feelings can be with you. Now, hopefully you wake up and you put it all into perspective and realize they're just, you know, mm-hmm. fears.
Well, a woman in Mississippi, she had a dream that her husband cheated on him and or cheated on her and didn't go well. She woke up, was very mad. They stabbed him a couple times.
Okay, well, this, you know, that's...
He's going to be okay.
Right.
He had surgery. He's going to be surviving. No word on whether or not they're breaking up or not. But
other things going on there, but...
So my question is to you...
What do you mean there's other things going on there?
Yeah, don't you think there's something else going on there?
There might not have been.
She's not right.
Right.
Well,
yes,
okay.
That's what I'm saying.
Okay,
yeah.
All right.
But she might have just woken up and been like, you cheated on me. Da, da, da.
Okay.
I don't know. You said you woke up crying. I've been in the doghouse for sleeping. So my question for you is, how long have you been mad at someone for something that happened in a dream? Or did you wake up still angry at them?
Or you've been on the other side of it?
Yeah,
have you been blamed for something you didn't do, but
mm-hmm.
somebody dreamt it, so guilty.
But, you know, even on the other side of that, I've had like romantic dreams about people, and then I feel weird around them like the next day because I'm like, oh my, I had this really graphic dream about you, and now I'm around you, and it feels weird. So
have you had graphic dreams about Ken and I?
You too?
It's a yes or no question, and you answered with a follow-up question. Gross.
No.
Wow.
Anyway.
I can tell when she smiles at me.
It feels weird then the next day, I'm just saying.
Yeah. I bet.
I wink back.
Don't make it weirder.
Oh, jeez. 280-1025, our number. So that's our question. You know, a couple different lines there, but have you ever been angry at someone after the dream?
Mm-hmm.
Or has someone ever been angry at you because of their dream?
Or Colleen's case...
Felt weird around somebody.
Yeah, like you maybe had to avoid somebody for a couple days because you're like, oh my gosh.
A couple days.
I don't know. Or you just had to, you know, you just felt weird around them because you're like, we did some things in my dream.
You don't tell that person, do you?
No, but I know when she puts in for a couple unexpected days off. Yes, Carl, I'll approve it again.
Mr. Casanova.
Miss part of Ken, Colleen, and Kurt because you were white-knuckling it down the narrow lanes of Grand and West Des Moines? Hear it again at star1025.com.
Every morning.